This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coach Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thank you for being here with us again this week.
No problem, man.
Coach, we started off the season last week, rough game against Fort Dorchester. We talked about it last week. What I love about Glenn Academy football under Rocky Hidalgo is we just decided to go to South Carolina and probably play the best team in the state of South Carolina. And we hung with them, and it was a tough game, but we came out on the short end of the stick. What do you say?
Kids, we did some good things, did some bad things, things to work on. It's no shame losing to Fort Dorchester. I mean, they're a really good football team. They would, if they were in Georgia, they'd be a 7A, a top five team in 7A. They're really, really good. They've got 11 kids with offers, very well coached. You know, the flip side of that is our goal is to put ourselves in a position that we can compete with a team like that. Over four quarters, going to the fourth quarter, a chance to win the game. We didn't take advantage of those opportunities in the game. I think defensively, we played some good team defense at times, especially in the second half. We lost Torres Davis in the first half. We were down another defensive lineman who were suspended for the game, and so we were a little thin on the defensive line in the first half, or really the whole from the middle of the first quarter on. And once we kind of made some adjustments second half, the kids played really hard. I felt like we hung in there up front against a really good Fort Dorchester offensive line. We fit on some blitzes incorrectly or not like we're supposed to, gave up a couple of long runs in the running game. We have to do a better job of that, and we can't do that. We can't give up big plays in the running game like that. Offensively, we did, we're just inconsistent. We looked like a team that had moved three offensive linemen around the week before. Drez had 3 days of practice. He was in a bad car wreck in the preseason. He'd been out for 4 weeks, not really in shape, and hadn't been practicing a whole bunch. He had 3 days at, left tackle. Jordan Swain had moved to right tackle, and Nick DiMarzo had moved to right guard in different positions. And they looked the part. They did some good things, but we were inconsistent. Lots to work on, lots to build on, but it wasn't all bad.
Well, and Coach, what you just said, if Fort Dorchester were in the state of Georgia, they would be a 7A school just on enrollment, much bigger school than Glenn Academy, loaded with several D1 athletes. I saw those athletes. They had some really good-looking kids. But what I love under the Glenn Academy football under Rocky Hidalgo is you understand that you need to play teams like that early in the season because that's the kind of team you're going to be playing late in the season.
Yeah, that's exactly it. For us to win a state championship, we've got to, go up to Atlanta and beat a Lee County or an Allatoona or Harrison who's loaded with talent or Valdosta. And those are really good football teams. So if you genuinely want to compete for a state championship, you might as well get a look at those teams. You're going to have to go on the road and win a game like that against a comparable football team. And, obviously Friday night we weren't ready to win that game. I think we have a chance to have a really good football team before this year's over with. It won't be a perfect football team, but I think a real good one that, we'll have to minimize our weaknesses and exaggerate our strengths a little bit. But I think this is going to be a football team that later on in the year will have a chance to go on the road and play somebody like that and have a chance to win.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, practice this week, just what you were just saying about this team has a chance to get better. One thing I know, watching the Glenn Academy Red Terriers for the last 5 years under Rocky Hidalgo, your teams always get better. Your line play gets better. Your offense, which, you know, people don't understand how timing is such a huge part of your offense. And what I've noticed is just week to week, the offense always gets slicker, always gets a little better. The line plays a little better. And we just start clicking. And we really start clicking along later on in the season. How are we looking at practice this week? Is the team coming together?
Now, you know, Monday and Tuesday were great practices. Yesterday, it was a little bit up and down. I think defensively had a good practice. We were missing a couple of guys on the offensive line who sat due to injuries. You know, we had another kid had some illness up there, so we were kind of missing some guys here and there, and we were kind of all over the place offensively. But you know, I was pleased with Monday and Tuesday, and I think we'll continue to kind of grow and mature so that we can get three really good days of practice in. But you know, I felt like we made strides this week.
Well, and Coach, I was really impressed. I'm gonna tell you what I thought really helped. You know, I think that clearly we went up to Fort Dorchester and battled the entire game. Young man Chase Gabriel really kept us in the game with his kicks, just out of sight, just the kick, the towering punts. Did a great job on kickoffs, great job on field goals. And I think that young man is going to continue to be a weapon for us as the season goes on.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy. I mean, he can punt, he can kick. It's a good weapon to have. To know that you really don't have to go off and cover a kick every time because he's going to kick in the end zone the majority of the times. You know, also, Cameron Mendez came in and kicked a really nice onside kick. We were steal a possession to come out the second half. You know, special teams, I think we did a pretty good job. We had a couple of punts. We didn't cover particularly well on the punt. The other side of that is, you know, we're supposed to do some directional punting. We didn't do a very good job of kicking away from their return guy. So that's something we're kind of working on as well. So hopefully you'll see us improve that stuff in the kicking game and all special teams moving forward.
And, Coach, I love the onside kick call. As you know, I kind of like onside kicks. And I like lots of them in lots of different ways. And I really thought that was a great call during the game to give the onside kick. So anything else going on in practice this week? Think we're having a good week so far?
Yeah, you know, I felt like defensively has really had a good week, and we're getting there on defense. We got Ryan Sabak this week, and man, he's a really good player. I felt like Taiwan Melvin played a really good game. The two inside linebackers played really well, and that was good to see because our inside linebacker play was not great last year, and I think we've got a chance to be really good there. And because the way they play, we were able to move Ryan outside, gives us a little bigger body, a more physical kid, an outside linebacker. Ryan's an incredible athlete. It allows us Justin Fleming to swing between outside linebacker and D end, gives us some depth there, a guy who's played a little bit of both those things. You know, Joseph Beckham and Dan Murat are two guys that kind of did a really nice job out there. They're just two kind of scrappy guys. Remind me a lot of you know, Preston Joseph when Preston was a sophomore and a junior with us, and those guys did a good job. So I think those things are kind of coming around. The pieces are falling into place.
And I heard Miles Smith name a lot the other night, several tackles. Young man's really looking good for you at inside linebacker. And I think he's a junior. I think he's going to be a fantastic player for the next couple of years.
Yeah, all those guys are juniors. I mean, that's the great thing about it.
Yeah. All right, more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
hurts, Charlie. That really, really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of deal and principal.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment's brought to you by Dr. Scott Morrison, defensive mastermind, my defensive coordinator. Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, talk to us this week. Listen, I just want to talk about offensively. What are we looking at against Booker T. Washington? What are we looking for offensively?
Well, you know, I think that we want to make improvements. We want to improve over kind of where we've come. I want to be more physical on the offensive line, be more consistent. You know, one of the things, we had too many run-throughs because guys didn't have their eyes in the right place. We want our pass protection to improve. TJ's worked really hard on becoming a better passer. We feel like that you know, we have some legs there if we continue to improve in those phases. You know, TJ's got to work on letting go of the ball some. There were a couple times we had guys on the post and on the wheel, and he didn't throw the ball. We got to get rid of it. He's got to understand that, you know, sometimes we're taking a shot and let that ball go out. We got to block better on the perimeter, and we got to catch the ball when it's thrown. That's something we've been working on with our wide receivers, is catching more footballs. If you get a drop is like a turnover. In high school football, you got to catch the football. So just, you know, for the most part, being more consistent, 11 guys doing the right thing on one play at the same time.
Yeah. And Coach, I understand. I know what you're saying. It seemed like TJ was holding the ball a little bit, and I think he's just got to trust himself. The young man's a phenomenal athlete, and I think once everything clicks, he's going to be fantastic. I know we had looked like we had Alan Parton on a slant route down on about the 10-yard line, pretty much wide open, and we just missed it. And we just can't miss shots like that, especially against a team like Fort Dorchester. But Coach, I saw some great things. I saw some really good things, you know, offensively for the Terriers. You know, I know you got three or four really good running backs that I think, you know, once the offense starts clicking and that line settles down, I think that those running backs are really going to start to shine.
Yeah, I think so. I think the big thing is getting the ball in the hands of Nolan Grant and Caden Hutchinson and letting those guys run a little bit. You know, we actually ran the inside zone fairly well against Fort Dorchester. We had some good gains on it. But, you know, again, consistency is what we've got to get better at. We're not consistently doing the right things every time. It's just hard. What we do is very difficult. It's something that, you know, it's hard to practice until you start really running at full speed in a game and getting game reps. It's just something that's got to be developed in some ways on Friday night.
Coach, what are we looking to try and do against Booker T. Washington on Friday night?
Defensively?
Offensively.
Well, you know, we want to go out and run our offense. We want to establish the run. We want to execute all phases of the option. And when we take shots, you know, we want to complete and be successful in those things 50% of the time. And we're going to have some chances to do those things. We feel good about running our offense. The big thing is not just run it, but executing it. Everybody getting to the right spot and putting great effort into us being successful.
All right, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the offense, about what we're looking for against Booker T. Washington, which and Coach, I think this is what I refer to as one of those teams you can get well maybe playing. You know, maybe you can do some things. Maybe they don't have the you know, 10 or 11 D1 athletes over there like Fort Dorchester had. But clearly they've got some really good athletes over at Booker T. Washington. Tell me defensively, how are we going to shut them down Friday night?
Well, you know, it all starts playing great run defense. We got to hem their quarterback up. The quarterback is a really talented kid. He gets loose. You know, they made a couple of plays last year, reverse field, once we missed a lot of tackles. We have to tackle in open space. Our tackling was pretty good against Fort Dorchester for the most part. We didn't miss a lot of tackles, and that was I was pleased with that. You know, we got to continue to work on our back end. You know, we're Cameron Joseph at safety. continues to improve. Back there, our corners, our man technique was not as good as it should have been versus Fort Dorchester. It hurt us at times. We got sloppy, got tired, and got sloppy. We've got to play great man technique. We play a lot of man coverage. So what we're looking for is, not really going out. It's not so much about Booker T. Washington. It's about us. And, I never focus on our opponent. I focus on the things that we need to do to get better. As long as we're improving, the wins will come. I believe that. We got to improve at practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If we continue to have great practices during the week, those wins will get there.
And, Coach, anyone we need to look for that we're getting back this week on defense?
Well, we're getting Ryan Say back at outside linebacker, and I think that's going to make a big difference. And part of that, we're able to put him at outside linebacker because Taiwan Melvin and Miles played so well inside versus Fort Dorchester. I mean, I was really impressed with Taiwan. He was our defensive player of the week. The weight, man, he did a great job of fighting through on our run blitzes, getting in there and engaging offensive linemen and keep pressing the hole and made some really nice plays. Miles was all over the field. He's exactly what you expected, from a guy who's playing wheel linebacker for us, just finding the football and running sideline to sideline. Ryan gives us another big body on the perimeter who's a really physical kid, but he's also, man, a really good athlete. So I think he's going to create some problems with us and allows us to create some death with Justin Fleming swinging from inside or outside linebacker to D-line. So, I think it helps us in a lot of ways.
And, Coach, sometimes it's that one player that fits in, gets in that one spot, and then everything comes together. And getting that young man, I know the athlete you're talking about, six foot two, 200 pounds, yeah. Long, rangy kid, good speed, go sideline to sideline, and just getting a guy like that back who can, almost shut down one side of a field where basically you can say, look, guys, you might want to try the other side because this one's, closed for business. Just getting a young man back that way, that's that kind of athlete, just really just makes your entire team come together.
Yeah, and, the thing with Ryan, he plays incredibly hard. When you watch him play, man, he just plays at a different level energy-wise, and that's infectious. The other kids will feed off that, and the kids will run around. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do when he gets on the field because I think he's a guy who's going to be able to get to the quarterback, blitz from distance, do a lot of different things for us. On top of that, guys are not going to be able to block him on the perimeter with wide receivers. He'll shred a wide receiver, in the short passing game.
And Coach, talking about being an infectious player like that and how other players feed off that, some guys aren't like that. Some guys are quiet. Some guys just go to work and do their job. But then you got a player like this young man. Kind of reminds me of a Preston Joseph. I just remember Preston. That kid was wired 110% all the time, wide open. He'd be on the sideline going crazy, and the entire team would feed off that. And I think, never underestimate, players and leaders on your defense that fire the other kids up, get them flying to the ball, and it's blood in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just blood in the water. And the other kids and other players respond to that.
Ryan is not a real vocal kid, but I think he just plays his energy level when he runs around and plays. I think it'll make an impact on the field. I think he's going to make plays, but I also think our kids are going to see that, and guys are going to emulate that. It's generally how that works.
All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. Emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallways Bakery, 912-265-0750, GoldenIslesDental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. All right, coach, we talked a little bit about the Terrors. Let's hear about who we're playing this week. We've got Booker T. Washington out of Atlanta. They're coming off a tough loss to Douglas. Lost 24-15 last week. What can you tell us about Booker T. Washington? What do we have to look forward to?
You know, they have a lot of kids who are playing for them who can run around. They have kids who they cover a lot of space on defense. Offensively, they catch the ball and can create plays. We should have some advantages with our hands on the line of scrimmage, offense and defensive up front. But they've got a lot of skills, so we can't go in the game and just think, hey, we're going to, we beat these guys pretty badly last year, we're going to kill them this year. We need to go over there. We need to make the game about us. And it's always, we need to make sure that we're going to do the things that we need to do and playing at the level we need to play at and pushing ourselves, regardless who the opponent is. So, they have some kids, some really talented kids, some kids who get off on the D-line, some big kids on the offensive line. But it's not really about them. It's about the Red Terrors, and hopefully we'll go out and play like we're capable of.
What kind of offense are we looking at?
Yeah, they spread the ball out. There are a lot of empty sets, empty motion to guy in the backfield, run jet, and some quarterback dart and stuff like that off of it. A lot of quarterback runs, quick game, screens to get the ball out of his hands. Quarterback's a really good athlete, and he actually throws it well, and he puts it out to some really talented kids. So, we're going to have to get out there and tackle guys in space in one-on-one situations. That's going to be really important. But it'll be a good test for us to go out and see how we do on it.
Well, and I remember the game last year, and they've got some athletes, Coach, no question about that. I remember the quarterback last year was a very good athlete. I don't know if he's coming back. But they had some athletes. They had some guys that could get north and south on you. I remember that. And I think that would be a good test for us, but also allow us to work on some things offensively. What are we going to look for defensively out of Booker T?
Well, they're a 8-man front or 4-4. They play a lot of man coverage. They're bringing pressure. It's going to be interesting what they do against the triple option game. If they come out and try to play man across the board, we're going to have some chances to get the ball out on the perimeter and get some big games on them. But they get some kids up front with some get off. They've got some linebackers that can run downhill, fit and get to the perimeter on the run. So, like anything else, it's about us. We've got to go out and find some consistency on the offensive side of the ball. That's what I want to see. No negative plays. Let's not dig holes for ourselves. Let's come out and create positive yardage situations. And, end up in third and threes and put drives together, which is something we could not do against Fort Dorchester.
We're pretty healthy this week, Coach.
We've got Jordan Swain and Clayton Ketchum both have missed time with a sprained ankle. Driz have been battling a stomach bug. We've kind of had some of that here or there. On the defensive side of the ball, we've got most of our kids running around over there. Torres Davis is recovering from an elbow injury suffered at Fort Dorchester. Luckily, they thought it was a fracture. It doesn't appear to be a fracture, so I think we're going to get him back. I don't know if he'll play this week, and if he does, he might not play a ton this week. But at least we feel good about his return over the next week or two.
Well, Coach, special teams. What are we looking at special teams this week against against Booker T. Washington? Any plans? Another onside kicker?
Maybe
five or six.
Yeah, you know, we've got some. You know, we have some things in that. You know, we've worked hard on our punt coverage and our directional punting out of our solid protections. I want to see us get down and cover well. We changed our coverage on our rugby. I felt like it was good Friday night, but our protections got to get a little better. We've got four or five fakes that we're ready to run on Friday night if we get the opportunity to. I want to see us get a return in. I mean, we had a chance on Friday to stick it in there and get some big returns, and I felt like our returners did a nice job on it. But I think this is a game, you know, they're not going to kick in the end zone. We're going to have a chance to work our return game, and let's see what happens. Let's go out there and get after it.
And Coach, just to let everyone know, the game Friday night's at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
And Brunswick County plays later that night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We're the 5-time defending city champs, right?
Yeah.
We're the 4-time defending region champs, right?
Yeah.
We're the main eventers, Coach. Aren't we supposed to be kicking off at 8?
You know, so it was a unique situation. I know people have asked me about that, but you know, this is actually Brunswick's home game, so we had trouble finding games coming off a couple of years ago. You know, we're playing in the number 3 or 4 in the state at the end of the year, we had trouble finding games. We didn't have a lot of people down here who wanted to play us.
I got you.
So we bought out their home game, so we played them twice here. Well, the problem is last year was our home game. This year was supposed to be the away game. Our option was to play it on Thursday night or Saturday night. I didn't want to play it on Saturday. They didn't want to play it on Thursday, and so we elected to play at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Let's be clear, Coach. We are the main event. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, last segment of the day. Huge game today, Thursday. Brunswick High, Glenn Academy, 9th grade and JV games today, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Coach, young men, I mean, this is war, Coach. This is brother versus brother, cousin versus cousin, neighbor versus neighbor, cats and dogs living together. I mean, this is good versus evil. I mean, you know, this is a big day. I can remember when I was in 9th grade at Glenn Academy, this was maybe the biggest day of my life. What do we got to look forward to out of our 9th grade and JV teams?
You know, the first thing is I tell those guys, you can't go crazy and get ejected.
They're going to go crazy, Coach.
Yeah, I know. And every year it happens. But, you know, you don't want to go out there and go crazy and get ejected because there's a lot of emotion that goes in this. We our little 9th grade class has come along. We have some really talented kids in that class. Some kids are going to be great players one day. And I've been really pleased with two guys that we hired to kind of work down there. Jake Riles is running the defense and Jacob Gillard is running the offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how they perform. The coaches are going to have to get out there. It's a big emotional day and manage their emotions as well. Our little JV team, we've got a lot of JV kids playing up on Friday nights who won't be down there with them. So they're going to have to go over there. We've got some kids who are going to be out because of injury. And they're just going to have to tough it out. It'd be interesting to see our offensive line's got to come off the ball, run the football. You know, you can't give up negative plays. I just want to see our kids compete.
Well, and Coach, I can tell you, just from my time when I was a young fella in the 9th grade, 10th grade, you go out to those games, and it's a wild scene. In a lot of ways, it's a lot wilder than a Friday night varsity game. You know, these young men, it's their first time putting on red and white, their first time putting on blue and gold. And like I say, it's brother versus brother, cousin versus cousin, neighbor versus neighbor. And there's no love lost, and it's going to be an exciting game. I encourage anyone – where is the game? Both games at Lanier today?
Yeah, both at Lanier.
I encourage everyone to get out today and go see that game, Brunswick High versus Glenn Academy, 9th grade in JV, a doubleheader. It'll be the best money you ever spent. Bunch of great young men from both schools going out there doing battle and then shaking hands and hugging each other's necks. All right, Coach. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network, the hottest podcast in the country. I'm Bart Altman signing off.